Stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Beautiful idea.
Anybody? Still lies. Everything says is a lie.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be.
You know that.
Yeah, we're on. Why don't you talk about something you care?
Are we on in live?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, here we are.
Where are we? Halloween night.
Yeah, Chad, I must say, it was probably the coolest night I've ever had in my entire life.
Last night was a pregame.
The Moxie
today
showed
the
up. Dude, two
they
nights
played
in
an
row,
awesome ass show, dude. You know.
Oh. Yeah, Moxie.
You serious?
Yeah, dude, CKY back together is a lot of fucking fun, mate.
It really sees you. At least you and Dan get home.
The audience, like, it was great to see all the CKY fans.
I probably
back.
Sung louder than you did. I had that much fun.
It was so much fun. We did it twice.
Yeah, I was on the stairwell, and all these people were always like, yo, I gotta get down. It was making me real mad. I had nowhere to be. I couldn't find any spot.
You need to build a crow's nest in there.
What do you mean?
Like, just like the top of a pirate ship, like a crow's nest that you could just go to and stand there and watch the show and not get told to get out of the way.
I was just trying to stand there and have nobody bother me, but of course people had to come up and say stuff.
And the worst part about it is you only hear from these people for like 4, 5, 6, 7 months. They call you like, hey man, where you been? I've been trying to call you. And you know damn well they haven't tried to call
Let's
you
Let's talk about
months.
The Moxie.
Where they at? Where's Greta?
I met Greta's mom and dad tonight. And I told them,
Greta's
I was like,
boyfriend.
Greta's something else, huh?
You said that to her parents?
Yeah.
He thinks she has cooler accent.
I told Greta's parents that I said, hey, it's Halloween. I'm getting shitbag wasted tonight. And they didn't really know what to say.
What do you think about that?
Say hi.
I am saying hi.
Did you know that... April and Phil called Novak and said that you can't show up because
who?
They thought that he was.
I'm a head mushroom dealer.
Oh yeah, you're the leader of the mushroom ring.
I have a mushroom ring going out.
He
out
so
of
isn't
bar.
Though.
I'm selling magic mushrooms.
I've made mushrooms for at least
it's
8 years.
Such a lie.
It's so stupid.
You were offering me mushrooms the other day though.
No, my buddy was. I was. Oh. I can care less. I care less.
There is a strange similarity.
I can care less about it. But the thing is, like. You can't text Bam. He's out, Phil. Do not call him. I'm like, well, all right, thanks, Caroline, but I'm going to call my best friend and find out what the problem is here. And so I'm like, so am I not supposed to show up because I'm apparently the Mushroom King? And he's come with an extra.
Yeah, you know what, Novak? I actually had fun with you tonight, dude. That was fun.
Quit trying to suck his dick, shit, bro.
I'm always a good time,
man. We had a good time.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm just glad I didn't snow antlers tonight.
Oh. Chad,
yeah.
I thought we had fun, dude.
You remember this?
Where's Shippers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do.
He's pouring his heart out.
Where's Shippers?
So, yeah, man. Fucking The Note had its best show tonight and last night, I think, man.
Hands down, The Note had the best night ever tonight.
Best two nights in a row.
CKY Halloween. Completely sold out. Louis has a dildo on his head.
Louis Moxie, Louis bisexual, but he won't admit it.
I was feeling his dick all night.
For $12.99, let me give you a little peg on your dick.
Hang in there.
For what? $12.99. You want a little
Bam,
peck?
Will you pay it?
Yeah, I'll give you the money.
All right, Bam, that's $12.99. Just let me peg it. I'll peck it quicker than
for
you can close your eyes.
How much are you going to give him?
Peck it.
I give him, yeah, like this.
Yo, wait, where's Hannah? How much are you gonna give him?
We give Louie. I'm gonna give Louie half of it.
No back.
Pull that little dick out of yours. I mean, your dick's probably smaller than mine. Dig off.
Dick off. It's Halloween, dude. You can get away with a lot.
Here we go. Halloween, you dick off.
How about the
ass wipe off last night?
Dude, we're having a Halloween dick off.
Look, it's Darren Miller. There
he is. Hey. Besides this song, I want to hear
Let's
the
play a song.
Yeah, it's
okay.
I want to hear the Moxie.
Let's play a song.
Talk.
Fucking Chad. Dude.
What? What do you mean,
fucking
Chad?
I probably have one.
You have
Dude,
Chad has another room.
We gotta hear the Moxie tonight.
All right.
What song is
Chad? Big, big deal.
We can look for it, dude.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Who's saying hold on?
Hold on, hold on.
Louie.
I got to sing something.
All right.
He turned into a
Can you make it silent?
Yo, check it out. Louie's the bass player in the Moxie. Dragon. He just started drinking. Good. He's 23 years old.
Everyone, be quiet. I want to sing something.
Well, sing, bitch.
He looks like he's in a boy band.
What do you have to say? I can't wait to hear this.
Can you guys be quiet?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yes, sir. Oh,
be
yes,
quiet.
Sir.
Three, two, one. Action.
Be quiet. Ready?
All right.
It's so cold in the D. How the fuck are we supposed to keep peace? It's all up in the mind. Going to work and on time. It's so cold in the D. How the fuck are we supposed to keep peace? It's all up in the mind. Working and on time.
Oh. And he's wearing spandex and everything.
Louis is
right
a
now.
Firecracker.
Neon blue spandex.
Louis just started drinking 2 days ago.
Hey, you know what? I must say something. I think it's so funny that Louis just started drinking.
You're way better at drunk.
I'm looking at him and seeing what I used to do when I was 21. And now I'm 29, and I look at him, and he looks at me and goes, "Bam, I'm fucking wasted." That's what I used to say when I was fucking 21.
But it's still
I'm 29. I don't talk about it anymore.
$12.99, though. He will go for the 12. No one will go for the 12.99.
What's up with the bells?
Barbecue babies.
All right, Radio Bands. Here's 28 Factions. Shut up. I'm good. You know, I just played a fucking show tonight.
Hey, this chick is hot, and we're all friends with her. Me, Chad, and Novak. We all met her in Finland when we went to. Yeah, let's hear it. She's hot.
She's fucking ass,
right? Hot, cool boys.
Hot, cool.
Happy Halloween, fact.
Fuck shit. Fuck.
Yeah, let it play first.
Oh, shit. Hey, www.jamesarthebook.com.
Hey little boy, you run out of luck. Now it's too late. Was that your best shot?
For your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy,
this is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Let's talk about, hey,
Cox.
I thought we were talking about Ezekiel. I forgot. I want to talk about it.
Cox.
Yeah, Tyler Ryan was sitting here with a goddamn handset headphone and a microphone headphone. So he can't wait to talk about
fucking music. What do you want me to do?
Just go ahead and talk about your show. Go ahead.
Hey, Bam, who was that?
Suck the dick. Tell him how good your show was.
Yeah, from Finland.
Show. What did I call?
Barbecue babies. Yeah.
Barbecue babies.
Yeah. We met this girl one night. She was pretty cool. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Let me talk about Louie.
Alright, I'm with Taylor right now from the Moxie.
Talk about
the
Cox.
Show I've probably ever seen, but besides that.
Best night ever.
Yeah, it was.
You just started drinking recently.
Yeah.
And now you're a firecracker. You're a firecracker.
Louis is one of the funnest drunks you'll ever be with, even though he just started. Who's saying that?
You're
fucking Hogan, dude.
Hulk. That's fucking Hulk Hogan said I'm the funnest guy in the world.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I have a blast with you.
Hulk Hogan says it. If Hulk Hogan
You used to be medium boring, but now you're a fucking firecracker.
I know. And you can see my cock anytime.
I was feeling it all night.
Yeah, but he won't even pick for 12.99.
Hey, you know what? You want to go to my room? You want to see?
Your cock?
No. I broke every fucking door in my room.
Let's go see the hinges.
I broke every fucking lamp and every fucking picture. You could go look. There's glass everywhere.
Let's go party.
It looks like a North Philly crack hideout.
Looks like a party in there.
And I told Missy, I told Boof, I said, Boof, don't clean it. I want you to clean it maybe in 1 week from now because I want to look at it and I like the way that it looks. I like the way that it looks. Darren, talk to us, Darren.
How are you, dude?
Do you have the dildo?
Somebody just asked me if I had the dildo.
I'm going down in flames tonight.
Wait, where's it?
Hey, Bam, you know what you gotta talk about.
Where's the dildo at?
Bam, you know what you gotta talk about.
Oh, it's right here.
What?
I need it.
Goshen Mortuary.
Goshen Mortuary.
You pass that?
Yeah, here it is.
The best new black metal band ever.
Well, we don't play at any venues. We just show up at them.
Because if we did play it,
you'd kill yourself.
Novak, interview Darren, dude.
What's your band called?
Goshen Mortuary.
Goshen Mortuary?
But we're not allowed to play anywhere, so don't ask us.
Yeah, Novak, got a cigarette?
Yeah, I got tons of them.
How many songs do you have?
Man, it has a series.
Let's talk to Darren. Let's see who his favorite song is in the world.
Darren.
And then play it.
Favorite song. And
seriously.
Highest girl.
Track it down.
What's my favorite song in the world?
Yeah, come on. That's a good question.
Paul Stanley.
Probably one of the new CKY songs.
Which one?
Favorite song changes all the time, though, doesn't it?
Not to sound like a faggot, but I'm so proud of all you guys, man.
Oh, thanks.
Chad especially. Darren, Jeff.
Chad.
My brother, I hate his guts, but man, I saw him play the drums. I was like, Jess, I'm proud of you, but then I'm going to beat you up.
Did you just say you hate your brother's guts?
I'm most proud of Chad.
Yeah, I hate him.
Because he has two kids and I have none.
Why do you want them?
Why not? I met this girl.
You went to the gym, Sarah.
Skylar, I brought her the CKY show.
And who was your favorite?
She's cool.
She is cool.
She's my favorite.
One of my good friends.
You were watching a random 7-year-old at the concert. Whose kid was it?
Yeah, I don't know why they let me do that.
Whose kid was it?
Jill, my friend Jill. Yeah. We went to school at Stetson. You remember Stetson?
She needed a babysitter?
I think it was Stetson.
I said, I want to... She likes CKY, believe it or not. Mm. She's 7. And I said I said that I bring her.
He gave her some cool shades.
And Jill let it happen.
She was rocking out all night, too.
So then I said thanks to Jill. How about that?
Good. So are you ready for the $12.99? Nah. So what are you putting your dick for?
I was asking if this dildo has ever been in your ass. I was trying to do it without anyone hearing, but has this dildo ever been in your ass?
He was supposed to wear it for 3 hours.
It's right out there right now.
I feel like there's germs.
I'll give you $12 right now.
Fuck.
You already took a pool.
No way.
Do you want the money?
Not $12. No way.
How much?
Let's play some Pete Doherty or something we already have.
CD player. How much did you drink tonight, Novak?
Yeah, thanks. Yo, Bam.
You know what?
Like a lot?
I tried to drink as much as I possibly could. This is probably the third most drunk I've ever been. I'm kind of having a good-ass time, actually.
When was the first?
The first...
Most drunk.
Italy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I woke up upside down on some church stairs.
In Venice, Italy.
I didn't know where I was.
I never been so funny.
I had leaves in my hair and everything.
I actually Finland, not London.
I cannot understand what you're saying. What?
We went to Finland.
I'm trying to tell you.
I smoked weed with hash. And it was, like, I shot hair on my neck. I'm like, this won't do anything. I went in that room and really thought about calling 911 for a while.
Novak, you look like a serious motherfucking freak tonight. It was Halloween and he was dressed as a black man.
Why'd you wash your face?
I didn't.
You had paint all over your face.
So Jim's gone.
Right. It's not gone. It's still there, right?
Does he have paint on his face?
Chad, do I have black metal all over my face?
You both look incredibly sick and insane.
But that was our whole plan.
I know, but it hasn't gone away if you're trying to...
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
It'll wear off.
Novak's my best friend.
I don't even repeat Daddy right now.
Track two.
I want Brandon
Burning
to
for witches.
I'm going to roll.
action, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Yeah.
Ow.
You can tell everybody's drunk.
Oh, everybody's loaded. It's Halloween, dude. We have an excuse.
It's Halloween. You're loud.
That's my excuse.
If you just don't watch movies on Halloween, you're boring. My ass.
You were right about Chad, man.
About what? Chad.
Louie, you like those sweet sounds tonight?
Say something, Chad.
You enjoy the sweet sounds? You learned a lesson?
Hey, Chad, it was probably the coolest thing I've probably ever seen.
Thank you,
I'm
man.
Serious. I'm serious.
You guys learn any rock and roll lessons? Yeah,
you should from the sweet sounds.
That's where you learn.
Yeah, you gotta learn.
Hulk Hogan. Yo, Hulk Hogan was just fingering me.
You're talking about Hulk Hogan. We're talking about sweet sounds. You're fucking up.
Look at him.
You know what you're doing, do you? Look at this.
You can't find it? Let me tell a story.
Tell a story. Let Bam tell a story. Hold on.
So, we played a pool game. You're so good at pool, dude, because you went to jail for a while and you learned how to play pool really good, but yeah, you lost this match.
Yeah, I don't usually lose, ever.
And then the whole bet was if you lost, then I got the shovel pool stick up your ass, so we got
this pool stick.
To? Yeah. So, and I put a condom on the top of it, and I fucking shoved it
I spit a big loogie on it to lube it up.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. I'm bent over pool table like a weird porn while he's shoving the fat in the pool stick up my ass. This deep, Chad. I only allow this deep.
Really?
That's all.
What'd you do? Take the pool stick home?
What? What?
You should take that thing home with you.
I'm saying no come, no over me. Yeah, I'll leave that for someone else to.
Well, I don't play pool. I ain't gonna worry.
We can play. Chad, me and you play tonight.
What do you want to play?
I found something I liked.
Oh.
Let's hear.
You know what? Believer's been hanging around, and I didn't even know that they were from Pennsylvania, but they are.
I think Darren just sang on them.
Yeah, where's Darren?
Darren.
When you shower, dude. Clean your ass.
Darren?
Bed. Went to bed.
Well,
when you shower, do you clean your asshole? No, that.
What the fuck kind of question is that, Louis?
Like, do you when you're?
Why would I not clean my asshole, you moron? You're a fucking idiot, aren't you? How the hell do you get in your band, Moxie? I fuck you like more like this in your band. Do I wash my asshole in the shower? Who
Track
the fuck does
is it? The one.
Who would not wash your ass in the shower? I get a shower maybe every 4 days.
That was It was in the Fairman's video. I had a skateboard video part when I was maybe 16 or 15. I can't remember, but it's pretty cool. And Believer's been hanging around these days, and that's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and Darren just sang some lyrics. Let me take this tape off.
All right, so we're going to play it.
Yeah, track 8.
Radio Bam, sir.
Believer.
Function.
Violin. We'll be right back.
rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
Hey. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. Say, man, did we work out all the situations?
What is this?
Say what? It's Cabo.
Van Halen, that little idiot.
Say your name or not.
I can't drive 55. What an idiot. I can drive 55. I can drive faster than that.
I was driving on a moped. 55 on a moped is at normal speed. Yeah. You missed Sweet Sound CKY? You're a fucking idiot.
We'll be back on tour in March.
They're starting tour in March, but they finally reunited. I've heard the new shit no one else has, and it is brilliant. So you guys...
Dude, you know what? Hey, Chad, I want to talk to you. Yeah. Let's think about it.
Let's do it.
I probably had the coolest night of my life in the past 7 months, and Missy didn't even have the balls to show up because I dumped a bottle of orange juice on her head.
Yeah, well, what did you expect?
Well, it's just a little bit of orange juice. I mean, you could show up. I mean, come on. What? If somebody dumped orange juice on me, I'd probably laugh it off and then show up.
That's not breakfast in bed. That's breakfast on the head.
Yeah, and my mom was there, too. Yeah. She was like, why'd you do that?
These are the worst times ever.
I gave her two warnings. I said, hey, I'm counting three. One, two, three. I'm dumping this on your head. And then she kept yelling at me, and I said, I'm counting to three one more time. And then I did it, and she still kept yelling at me. So I dumped the whole fucking orange juice in her head. And you know what? I don't regret it.
And your mom's there. Oh, that's a problem. And we won $200 tonight over that pool
Where's
shot.
Where's the floozy?
What track did you want to hear?
Hey, me and Ben won $200 tonight over that pool shot. Yeah. And we got photos of us.
I'm getting paid tonight.
You get 100, I get 100.
Track 4. Okay, we got
I
it.
I get 100 tomorrow.
We'll be right back.
is Radio. Radio.
Bam! Ryan Dunn. This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back.
We'll talk.
You talk. You know what? This is Radio Novak Sears 28 faction, because I don't... Hey. All I want to do is sit here and talk to Greta from the Moxie, because... They had a great-ass show, and that's all I want to talk about.
They had a great show, but I'll tell one bad story before they talk about the show.
What do you have to say?
Last night, I was a $100 pool game with you, and you put a condom on the big end of the pool stick, and you shoved 6 inches of that pool stick up my asshole.
Hey, Novak.
Yeah. You deserve it.
Hey, do me a favor. Give your headphones to Greta so I can give you mine, and then
that's
Bam
so
can
fantastic
talk
fantastic when he doesn't fucking put his dick in me.
Did you know that we put a condom on the edge of the pool stick? The
right.
Big.
He would rather have a dick up his ass than have a dick
the
in
big
his
end.
Yeah, like your mouth, bitch.
And then we shoved it up his ass. Because he lost the pool game.
She washed your mouth.
Should I wash my mouth out with?
Wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm washing your mouth out with soap.
Oh, give me some K-Y.
You've been bad. You've been bad.
Chad,
everybody in this room is fucked up. I mean, look, Shipbirds is fucking passed out for the last 20 minutes. He fell off his chair and never woke up.
This is probably like the third most hammered I've probably ever been.
Chad, I'm okay.
And you know what? I'm having a good ass, funniest time.
I mean, I feel good.
You wanna... yeah. Hello.
What?
Do we have music? Do we have music for this one?
Louis. What?
Let's play music.
Hey, Chad, dude, this is a cool song. And you produced it.
Yeah, but we played
Timberland
this.
And Rock and Roll.
Then we played this
Let's
last
play
one.
It again. Let me sing it.
What's up? We'll try it. What number?
I'll sing it.
What number?
I'll sing it.
What number?
It's gay.
Don't
fags.
Worry about you, little idiot.
Who knows? Chad knows it, yes.
Yeah. It's gay fags.
I care.
This is gay fags. Novak.
Come
Radio Bam 20.
Novak's a biggest piece of shit loser.
We're staying on, Novak.
He's probably my best friend.
You.
I hate him.
We're staying on.
Radio 20, Bam, fuck you.
Turn it up.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the
letters? Oh, no.
Faction. What are you telling
me? What are you telling
us? Why are we on the radio?
Yeah, we're back live. We got to tell us, Bam.
Novak, you're probably one of my best friends, probably.
What did you say?
And I'm kind of, you know what? Should we talk about it?
No.
Not about that.
Not about what the eel thing is all about.
Hannah, he's one of my best friends, too.
Hannah's the best girl tonight in the world.
Hannah's
I'm the best girl tonight?
Hannah had the best costume.
Did you piss tonight at all once?
Yeah, look, I had to cut a hole in my leg so I could piss out of the hole.
Your dick is not
I'm
that
just going to call the police.
Oh, for sure it is.
How do you
for
know?
Sure. Wait.
How does Mandy know how big my dick is?
Mandy, I know how big Hannah's dick is, you little
for
whore.
Sure, I saw Hannah's dick when we were sitting at Bam's table.
Hey, you little whore.
Hannah has a pretty big-ass dick, I think.
You little stupid whore.
I'm keep talking.
Whore.
Novak has a small-ass dick. You've seen it.
Oh, whatever. Novak's dick beat G's dick. I can sound, so.
Yeah, he did. What by 1 centimeter. That's not very much, but he
it
did
was
win.
More than a centimeter.
He did win.
It didn't matter. I know Hannah's a little whore.
Because we put a seat out at the fucking table.
No, Boof did. You weren't here, bitch.
Tonight, Hannah put a seat.
You're a whore. You're a whore.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're a whore.
Why do you always wind up in these horrible situations? You do it to yourself on purpose.
I don't know, Novak.
I mean, listen.
Don't go home, but...
You can, see? This is what happened. You love the drama, dude.
You're a fucking faggot.
See it? You love this. You love it. You love it.
How do you know how his dick looks like?
Because he pointed out the
you love this shit.
Fucking sock and then the guy didn't costume me.
You've seen everyone here's room's dick, but you don't remember Hannah's? Why? Who's your loser?
Mandy.
What?
Don't right. talk to her.
You're dating Novak.
Don't talk to her.
He's the biggest loser I've ever met.
This is what
you have to say for yourself.
You gotta right.
see from my show.
Why do you put up with his shit? Is what I want to know.
I love him.
Why?
I love him too. And I don't know why I keep talking
you
to him.
You put up with his shit, so do I.
Why?
Why do you keep talking to him?
Because I love him.
Bye! What does he do so cool?
Nothing.
You know what? I brought a 7-year-old to the CKY and Moxie show. I did. And I promised that I wouldn't drink, so I didn't. And then I brought Novak over, and Skylar, 7 years old, she's like, Novak's the coolest dude ever. I'm like, why? She's like, I don't know. I just think he's cool. I'm like, but why? He's such a loser. I hate him.
He can even bullshit a 7-year-old.
Why is Novak so cool is what I want to know.
I didn't talk to the 7-year-old.
Skylar.
Oh, yeah, although when you went to get a drink. But she was cool. She liked me.
I'm serious.
Novak, would you read an excerpt from your book, man? You got a copy?
Bam, I have a copy, yeah.
Or, yeah, I have one. I'd love to hear you read a little
bit. I'd love to read it.
I'm lighting you on fire tonight.
Do you have a copy of my book with you?
Tonight's going to be a wild night. I'm lighting them on fire.
Caroline.
I lit myself, my beard on fire on the stage.
Caroline was there.
So cool. Probably the coolest thing I've probably ever seen.
They said I couldn't smoke. I proved I could smoke, yeah.
Did Donnie say something?
No, I mean, I smoked. My beard was... It stunk all night.
Play me an awesome rock song.
I wish I had something here with me, dude. I got all your CDs.
Let's find stuff. There's got to be music here.
All right, what do we got?
Novak. Where's your book, Novak?
I don't know. Who has a copy?
Read your book.
Who has the copy?
I like how you're... I think you're going to be able to read it pretty good tonight.
I guess, yeah, I will.
What do you mean?
You laugh.
You sound
I'm
like
serious.
Your like speech is totally in line, so...
My speech is in line. Bam, you copy my book.
Hannah, you know where Novak's book is?
No, he fucking won't give me one.
I don't have... I'm asking Bam. Bam probably has 20 of them, but he won't give me one.
Track 5.
Okay.
This is Villa Valor.
Does anyone have a copy of my book in this room?
No, I asked you
Cradle Phil Villa Valor. Worth hearing.
I think we could start the audiobook right
now. Thornography.
Like a chapter from it.
I'm ready to start the audiobook.
Let's do it right now.
We're on the right.
Go shut your mouth.
We'll do an audio test book.
But I ain't got to
go learn how to shut your mouth, you little Baltimore idiot.
It's Halloween night. Way, way late into it tonight.
Well, cheers, 20 function.
Radio Bam. I'm slow.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam faction. Wow.
Fun of fate. Well, what's your microphone on? What were you doing?
What? I was talking to Greta.
About what?
About how cool the Moxie was.
Why should I start?
Don't you realize how cool the Moxie is?
Big time.
Chad's a Timberland of rock and roll, and he's producing it, and that's probably the coolest thing ever.
I work out
if you ever think about it.
Even my girlfriend works out too.
No, I go to the gym and I work out. The Moxie.
You work out to what?
The Moxie.
Yeah. What do you do when you work out? I'm so proud of Moxie.
Dude, hey, anyone wants to buy my painting, put a bidding on it. But I won't sell it to you. I'm giving it to Bam.
Good hell, loser.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Bam for free, but let me know how much you pay for it. Because I'll do a second, maybe.
I can't even understand you.
I'll do a second, maybe.
Can't understand you.
This is the first most drunk I've ever been, I believe. I think so. I'm having a fun time, though, I must say.
Hey, go to www.thebook.com. I'm doing
you're
a sign at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Look at him.
And pin his hand.
Look at Hannah.
Hey, man.
Fucking faggot.
BaltimoreCityFaggots.com.
BaltimoreCityFaggot.com.
Yeah, tell John what is that. He'll punch you right in the face.
John Waters.
Hey, I got his phone number.
Well, that's... No, we can't call it.
I'll show it to you. I have his phone number.
Yeah,
you
but
can't
you never use
him.
It. You don't call it.
I do use it.
Well, when is it? When's the last time you talked to John Waters?
When? A month ago.
And you were, when you were giving me
I
that?
Told him that... Yeah, I told him he should
be a dream seller.
Yeah, I talked to... Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but why don't you tell me this cool stuff?
I didn't know that you cared.
I don't care that John Waters was
why don't you
bro.
Just beat it, loser? How about that? Chad,
dude,
I can't
do sweet sound, Chad.
Play me a song, would you? Yeah. Seriously. Say Sears 28 Faction. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
He's like, you gotta be, you can't be serious.
That's a commercial for the note. If you don't go to the note, you get hot treats and liquid sweets.
Where's the government is ruining everything, son?
Who's, Obama's gonna win.
The government!
Shut up.
He's ruining everything.
I'm gonna burn Don Vito's house down.
me and Vito's are gonna burn his house. He thinks we're really gonna burn his house down, too. He's nervous.
Jesus. Chad, play me a song.
Right, come on, man. I mean,
come on, Chad.
Where's all your
we
shit,
have a bunch
man?
Of blank CDs.
Like, here, where's all your CD kids, man? He's got shit, dude.
Nothing's labeled, dude.
Look at it. I mean, man.
These aren't even my CDs. I don't know what you're listening to. What are these CDs?
Let me beat up your girlfriend, Novak.
Yeah, sure, man.
Why not?
I will fuck you up.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
How about the game?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, moron.
Bam's on the floor with Mandy wrestling.
I got the New York Dolls here.
Yeah, just put something in. Say goodbye. Hey.
I'm here too.
Novak, pick Hannah Rock.
I'm here.
Is somebody else?
Well, I think we're signing off. Ben's on floor fight with my fiance. And we got Hannah Rocks. He just broke the lampshade. And even some of the Moxie down there fighting, too.
Yeah. Who's down there? It's hard to tell.
I know.
It's a big pile up on Halloween.
It's a big rat race.
Everybody's very drunk.
So we're going home on Hannah Rocks.
Yeah. Radio Bam.
Later. Radio Bam.
Making that
bud.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.